For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Alexander Trimis. Missouri reported record COVID-19 daily totals last week, with Wednesday and Thursday having the second and third highest daily totals so far. The Columbia Missourian reports the state has over 21,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 as of yesterday. Southwest Missouri is currently experiencing an outbreak, which includes a Tyson Foods processing plant in the area. Yesterday, Boone County reported one new case of COVID-19, bringing the total active cases to 91 and 354 cases overall in the county. There are no new deaths or hospitalizations in Boone County. After a years-long battle between local activists and the city, the Shepherd to Rollins connector of the Hinkson Creek Trail formally opens tomorrow for bicycles, walkers, and runners. The Columbia Missourian reports that in order to build the trail, the city said it would need to cut down over 40 native mature trees. The 10-foot-wide concrete trail crosses the Hinkson Creek and provides non-motorized transportation access from Bluffdale Drive to MU. The trail will make up part of a 30-mile trail loop around Columbia. The fight against the trail drew attention last year when an activist climbed into a tree and refused to leave for over a week. The activist's protest ended when she was arrested for trespassing. The Kansas City mayor says he was called a racist slur and received threatening messages after he announced mandatory face masks in the city. Mayor Quentin Lucas yesterday shared a screenshot of the messages on Twitter. The exchange comes after Lucas said masks are mandatory in Kansas City when 6 feet of separation isn't feasible. It's unclear if police are investigating the messages to the mayor as a threat. An Associated Press request for comment from a Kansas City police spokesperson wasn't immediately returned yesterday. Missouri has reached a grim new milestone in its battle with the coronavirus. The state's COVID-19 death toll rose by 17 today, surpassing the 1,000 mark amid a resurgence of the disease that has seen cases skyrocket in recent weeks. The number of confirmed cases has quickly increased since the state reopened for business on June 16th, swelling by 10.9% in just the last 7 days. Despite the worsening situation, the University of Missouri said yesterday that it is preparing to welcome back students for on-campus classes in the fall. The Missouri Supreme Court says lawmakers violated the state constitution when they tried to end all government funding of Planned Parenthood. The judge's 6-1 ruling today means Missouri must start paying Planned Parenthood again. Abortion opponents in Missouri have sought to stop any taxpayer money from going to Planned Parenthood clinics for years, even those that don't provide abortions. Planned Parenthood says some of its chapters provide preventative health care, not abortions, and shouldn't be financially penalized. The Missouri Supreme Court agreed. Judges ruled that lawmakers violated the Constitution by making the policy change through the state budget. Kansas City officials have voted to remove the name of an influential developer from the city's most recognizable fountain because he barred blacks and Jews from his neighborhoods. The Board of Parks and Recreation voted unanimously to remove J.C. Nichols' name from a fountain near the city's upscale Country Club Plaza and from an adjacent street. The city will take suggestions for a replacement name until at least July 7th. I'm Alexander Trimis, KBIA News, Columbia.